Coffee Mumbo Jumbo still testing and tasting the Indian Balmadi Estate, 100% Arabica blend, organically grown, biodynamic. It couldn't be better, it couldn't be purer, and it's all the way from India via Austria, where it was roasted by CGP, artisan roaster of Fürth Café. And I spent the whole day with him on my last final day in Vienna, which was Thursday the 22nd. And I've got this roast here, which I've tested and tasted as an espresso. And now my final shot made it into a flat white. I'm still not 100% sure that I want to try it with only milk, only cow's milk, because of my slight aversion to it, which I've cured as of late. But I have put a third of rice milk and two thirds of organic cow's milk and fully 100% cream. It's the creamiest thing that you can get. It froths quite nicely, but obviously not quite as nice as it does froth with only cow's milk. So I've got to really wait for my latte connoisseur, Shirley, who will be back tomorrow, and I will pull a shot of that for her tomorrow. But I can already report that this, and it was a beautiful extraction, I've got that spot on now, and kept it obviously at 17 gram dosage, the brew temperature just below 92°C, and it was a beautiful extraction. And again, the Guinness effect is unbelievable in this bean. I have never ever seen that. And well, this bean has been roasted on the 6th of November, so it was not one that I've roasted together with CGP. I've got those still to come and evaluate and test and taste, which I'm excited about. But this particular bean still in its optimum window. And, well, I drew a tiny bit of latte art on there, but it is a very, very lovely coffee. It mixes with milk very, very well. It is smooth. It is rich. It is actually on the chocolatey side again, which is funny. It didn't really come through as an espresso itself, but now with the added milk, and I just need to take another sip. I've already taken two, and it is beautifully smooth. And it's cool. It is definitely, it hits you with chocolate quite immediately, really. Whereas as the espresso, it had a kind of a distinct acidity, but no fruitiness at all. And I would be really, really interested. And I've spoken to artisan roasters before, and none of them can really tell me why they take a bean to a certain profile and profile. But this one, it would be so interesting if it was just the tiniest bit lighter. Would be interesting. Maybe CGP, you can do that one a little lighter. I don't know. I'm not a roaster, but I'm an evaluator of great beans.